according to Psalms 107 and 20. He sent his word to heal me and deliver me from all my destruction. So that includes cancer, disease, whatever you're facing.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth Copeland today as he reveals strategy that will empower you to face any adverse conditions and come out on the victory side. Now with today's message, here's Kenneth.
Hello everybody, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer and then we'll have our today's Bible lesson. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Lord, I'm asking you by your Holy Spirit to open our understanding today for what you have instructed me and what I believe you would have me to bring from your word today is so vitally important to everything in life. And I'm asking you for the anointing to deliver it accurately. And so that we have concept of what you're saying and we receive it in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, I want to welcome you to this broadcast today. We've covered a lot of ground this week. And today, well, yeah, we're going to... Well, you heard what I prayed. We're going to get into something that is life vital information. It's going on 24 hours a day. It's happening every day. It has happened ever since God said light be and light was, and it will continue to happen throughout eternity. Amen. Because God is a faith God. God is a word God. He created everything by the words of his mouth. And hey, I mean, that's where we are. We're in a word created environment, word controlled environment. And whether you realize it or not, what you have today is the product of what you've been saying. Amen. So, Let's go back once again. We're studying faith, the spiritual force of faith. Mark 11:22, Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God or have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, whosoever. I mean, these are spiritual laws. They work for whomever will put them to work. Be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, in his inner man, but shall believe in his inner man, that those things which he says shall come to pass, he will have whatsoever he says. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, how do you believe you receive? You say, I believe I receive. You make the decision and you believe it in your heart, and then you say it. It's when you say it that it goes into action. Amen. Not just when you think about it. Not just when you believe it in your heart. I want you to notice this. Jesus didn't say, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. He didn't say, if you just believe it in your heart long enough, and you just believe it in your heart. You just believe it in your heart. It'll eventually come to pass. Now, that's not what he said at all. No, Jesus didn't put the emphasis in this situation on the believing. He put the emphasis on the saying, because the believing cannot get into motion until you say it. Amen. And this is what I want to show you today from the Word. The absolute importance of the saying part of the faith law, the saying part of the creation law. Amen. This is where people get messed up. They go, well, I just don't understand why in the world they'd have to say it. See, that didn't make any difference. Whether you understand it or not doesn't change anything. Well, you know, No. You read it and you believe it. Jesus, the Son of the living God, the resurrected Lord of glory, in the Bible, the Word of God. Remember, Abraham believed according to spoken words. He believed according to that which God had said to him. Amen. Mary believed according to what Gabriel said to her. And she said, be it done unto me according to your word. Hallelujah. This is a healing word. This is a prospering word. This is a strength word. This Bible I'm talking about. This is the word of faith. Amen. Now, let's go over to the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 1, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession. Well, the King James translates it profession, confession, it's the same word translated, profession and confession, the same word. Christ Jesus. Now, let's unravel that a little bit, because there's several words here. Now, the Greek word apostle needs to be translated. The Greek word Christ needs to be translated here. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the one God sent, and high priest of our profession or confession, the anointed Jesus. So what is Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father? What is he called, sent forth, and anointed to do and be? He is anointed to be the high priest. The high priest, the word, in particular the word translated high priest, our word administration comes from it. Our word to minister comes from it. It's translated priest, but it means the administration, the administrator, the one who's, it's Jesus calling. It's Jesus administration. Like we talk about President Trump's administration. And we talk about the one who is in charge and administrating or ministering, causing certain things to come to pass. Now, that's what this is talking about. Jesus is the high anointed administrator of heaven over the body of Christ. Amen. How does he do that? He is the administrator over the words of our mouth. When we put his words in our heart and say them with our mouth, he is responsible to see to it that it comes to pass. Well, look at the fourth chapter. Right there, seeing then, the 14th verse, that we have a great high priest passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. You remember what the in the book of Revelation, that glory to God, that the blood, they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their confession. I gotta put my eyes on that. Glory to God. We're going somewhere now, so don't be... They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, or the word of their confession, the words of their mouth. Glory to God. Amen. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 12. Now, Jesus, see, thank you, Lord. When we're holding fast our confession, I believe I received my healing. I believe I received my financial miracle. I believe I receive it. I believe I receive it. I believe I take it now. I believe now while I'm praying. I don't have to see it. I have the word on it, and I believe what he said in his word, and I believe I receive it. I believe I receive it. Every time I say that, I believe I receive it. Faith is coming. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And this is not just something that's just off the cuff. You can lay around and watch, you know, just stupid stuff on television all day and all night and finally decide, well, I'm going to say a little something here. No, there's no faith in that. You're just saying it out of your head. But when it gets down in your inner man, it gets down in there, and you're meditating on it, and you're reading it, and you're listening to these messages, and you go back online and you get this whole week of teaching, you listen to it again and again and again and again and over and over and over and over. Then you'll be like the woman where your Brother Hagin had laid hands on her. In fact, they had put glasses on her very much like the same. She had very much the same thing that Gloria had when she was born. And they had talked about doing surgery on this woman's eyes. Now, they did surgery on Gloria's eyes when she was 2. But they decided, they put glasses on this woman when she's 6 months old. They tied them around her head where her eyes could make her eyes focus. And if she took those glasses off, her eyes just wouldn't focus. They just 1 minute looking at one direction and another, and she just couldn't see. And so Brother Hagin had laid hands on her. And so she's thinking she's acting by faith in taking her glasses off. Well, then she asked Brother Hagin, she said, what am I going to do? I can't see. And she said, I'm driving around. It's dangerous. I'm taking my children to school. I can't see where I'm going. He said, well, put your glasses back on. See, remember now, we've talked about all this week, the measure of faith. If you step out on something that you don't have that measure of faith yet, then you're going to get in trouble. You start where your measure is. He said, put your glasses back on. But he said, before you ever get out of bed in the morning, you say, I believe I receive my healing for my eyes. And then he said, you say it when you get in the car. You say it while you're driving. You say it at night when you go to bed. I believe I receive healing for my eyes. And she just kept saying it, just kept saying it, just kept saying it. See, the power's in the words. The power's in the words. She's reading the scripture every day. She's reading healing scriptures every day. And she told him later, she said, I did that for 6 months. I practiced it religiously. And she said, if I can tell any difference, my eyes, I didn't know it. But she said, within 3 months later, I began to notice they started changing. And she said, whoa. At the end of 9 months, she had 20/20 vision. That's the most sure way to receive anything from God. is to take His Word, believe it in your heart, and say it with your mouth. Now, the gifts of the Spirit may function and something happens instantaneously. That's fine and wonderful, but this will work for anybody, every time, anytime, anywhere. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to realize this from Matthew chapter 12. Now, Jesus is the administrator of that. He is behind that. But notice what He said in the 12th chapter of Matthew, in the 36th verse. I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they'll give account thereof in the day of judgment. Listen to this now. You've got your catchers out. Listen. By thy words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. You're going to be judged by what you say. Words are absolute. They are primary in everything of life. You're saying them every day. You're talking every day. Are you talking faith? Are you talking doubt and unbelief? Amen. This is important. It's important every day of your life. Hallelujah. Proverbs 4:24, put away from you a disobedient mouth. Joel 3:10, let the weak say, I am strong. Proverbs 6:2, you're snared by the words of your mouth. Proverbs 12:18, the tongue of the wise is health. Proverbs 13:2, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. Proverbs 15:4, the wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Proverbs 18:7, a fool's mouth is his destruction. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Glory be to God. Psalms 19:14, let the words of my mouth be acceptable. Psalm 89:34, my covenant will I not break nor alter the things that have gone out of my lips. Can you see? And this is just a little touch here. But out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. What have I given you? I don't know, more than any three, praise God. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 right there. Glory to God. Words. Faith is released in words. Fear is released in words. Forgiveness is released in words. Hate is released in words. Words. Men live and die by words. And you put God's words, I'm talking about the Almighty God Himself. Glory to God. Hey, the Bible, God's holy word. Put it in your heart. Put it in your mouth. Put it in your eyes. Put it in your ears. Say it. Say it. Say it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. It will come to pass. The Son of the living God said so. Amen. And He is the truth. Let every man be a liar. Let God be true. And He said it'll come to pass. You know, but Brother Copeland, I've been saying it, and I've been saying it, and I believe I receive it. I believe I receive it. Well, see, you can get so excited about it and get so thrilled, and you're believing you receive it. Oh, glory to God, I believe I receive it. Jesus said I'd have it. I believe I receive 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 it. Then you get tired. I believe. Yeah, I do. I believe I receive it. I believe I receive it. Well, I'll tell you what. Oh, Lord, I'm not saying anything but that. I'm not saying anything but that. I'm not saying anything but that. But see, you're saying, well, you're tired, and well, you're kind of weary in your flesh and in your mind. But, oh, thank you, Jesus. I believe I receive it. I believe I receive. Thing you need to realize is right now your flesh is weak. Right now your mind is weak, and you're not wanting to say it, and you're tired of saying it, but you refuse to give it into it. You refuse to turn those words loose, and you just keep saying it. Actually, your faith is working just as strong as it ever was. It's your flesh that don't know about it. You got all excited about it and got all gunned up about it and thrilled about it. It wasn't working any better then than it is now when you just decide, I'm not yielding to this in the name of Jesus. I'm healed. And you just stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Your faith's still working. because you're not detecting that with your flesh. You're detecting weariness of the flesh. You're detecting weariness of the mind. And we're out of time. And we'll take it up here next week. Praise God. But for right now, I'll be back.
I noticed a bulge underneath my armpit about the size of a lemon. So, I mean, I really wasn't feeling extra tired or whatever, but that was the first sign. So I said, let me go get it checked out. And of course, I got the worst news. You have stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer. So, I'm just in shock. You know, got that news on a Friday evening after work. So went home and, told my wife. And, it took me a while to digest it. And, I didn't want to, the doctors wanted to pressure me into taking chemo and radiation. I didn't even want to do that because I was still in so much shock.
I said to him, Chris, if you're not comfortable in following, what the doctors are telling you to do and you really don't want to do that, I said to him that, I need for you to, make this your full-time job, pretty much, is to just meditate on the Word of God day and night. I need you to really dig into the Word and to allow the Holy Spirit to really empower you and to give you direction.
That's when we went to a healing school, got introduced to Gloria Copeland. So what a powerhouse. So, went there on a Saturday morning and she actually laid hands on me and I felt the tangible anointing. It was so powerful. So after that meeting, I was really pumped up and really encouraged. So I dug into the Word and God led me to take the chemo treatments.
It was then after attending healing school and as he said, being prayed over and, having Gloria Copeland lay hands on him, that he finally felt, the peace of God to go forward and to make a decision as to what he was going to do and how God, and he told me, he said, babe, I know that I'm going to live and not die. He said, I'm healed. I know I'm going to be able to live. And I said, okay. I said, well, I need you to go back to the doctor and see the doctor. Well, we went back into the doctor's office and the man literally jumped out of his skin because he thought my husband was dead. He was shocked that my husband was still alive. He said, I really thought that you would have, succumbed to this already. He says, there's no way naturally that you should still be walking around and still look good. And so I just praise God for that because I know that that word was truly, truly just, strengthening him and it was medicine to his flesh. And I know that that is what preserved him and sustained him. And God allowed him to really get his mind, where it needed to be and to transform his mind, and renew it with the Word. And I really believe that that is why we're sitting here today. And it's just, I'm just so in awe of God.
The KCM ministry taught me, when you focus on the problem, which was the cancer, that gets magnified, that becomes bigger. But when you focus on the promises, which is the Word of God, then that becomes bigger. So I had to refocus back on the Scripture and the Word till the promises became bigger. And I got encouraged, according to Psalms 107:20, he sent his Word to heal me and deliver me from all my destruction. So that includes cancer, disease, whatever you're facing. With faith, it doesn't matter whether you're facing cold or cancer. Faith is going to do its job and give you hope. So it didn't matter what, the doctor said. It didn't matter how my body was feeling. But when you, when your faith is at that level, you start speaking different. It's what you say out of your mouth. The pastor can pray for you, the evangelist, the minister can pray for you, but it's what you say out of your mouth concerning your healing that's going to resonate and establish, be established in your own life.
Yes. And I just cannot say enough about how we just have to believe what God says in His Word concerning us and how much He loves us. He just loves us so much, and that He will give each and every one of us and talk to us and deal with us in a way that, you know, we know it's Him and we'll be able to respond and hear. And it was just, you know, amazing.
Did you hear it? Huh? Did you hear? Thank God for good wives. Amen. Ramona said, now, Christian, you're going to make this your full-time job to get in the Word of God. In other words, mister, you're going to live in this Word. You're going to stay in this Word. And he got in it, and he got in it, and he stayed in it night and day, and he said it, and he said it. What did he say? I'll live and not die. He said, faith is doing its job. Do you hear what he said? He didn't say, my faith is weak and it don't work. He said, faith is doing its job. Now, don't you know a man that's got that kind of stuff roaring in his body, there were day after day he didn't feel like doing that. There were day after day that Lachey didn't feel like doing it, like we watched in the early part of the week. But her dad said, you get up out of that bed. In other words, you get up and go to work. Your job is to get into the Word and get yourself healed, praise God. I'm telling you, folks, same thing, today's offering day. The same thing works in giving. Jesus said, give. It will be given to you again. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. He said it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. Father, we pray over this offering today and reveal this as we pray over it in the name of Jesus. You pray and you determine what you're sowing today in this offering, into this ministry and into this outreach. And you say, Lord, I'm sowing and I'm reaping. I'm sowing and I'm reaping. I'm sowing and I'm reaping. I sow because I love you, and I reap because because your word promises it to me, and I'll continue to sow. So you look and you begin to say it. I believe I receive my harvest. I believe I receive my harvest. You don't just sow it and then forget it. I believe I receive my harvest. I believe I receive my harvest. Glory to God. I believe I receive my healing, and I believe I receive my financial miracle. I believe I receive it. I believe that I receive my $50,000 that I need in this situation that I'm facing. I believe I receive it. 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 Glory to God. How are you, Tim? I believe I receive. I believe I receive. I know y'all stood in agreement with me, and I want you to know, mister, I'm believing I receive. I'm believing I receive. I'm believing I receive. Glory to God. I'm believing I receive. I had it. And I forgive if I have aught against any. And I thank you, sir, and I rejoice. We'll see you next week. Remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for your faithful support. Now you can text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609.